right. Welcome to the podcast. It is Monday, May 14th. It is 9:34 p.m. As you can see, I'm in the office. Usually I record from my apartment. Today I'm recording from the office. I think I'm going to start doing them from the office a bit more. I brought in the podcasting equipment. One of the reasons why I decided to record from the office today was because Connor from the team, who's been with us for a while, who lives in Vancouver, is in for the week, and he's actually staying at my apartment. And so I decided to move the podcasting equipment here so that I could record, and not bother him. So anyways, I'm recording the podcast, but I think I'm going to start doing it here. So anyways, 9:35 p.m. Austin just left. There's no one else in the office. You can see my my little palm tree if you're watching my video. I love palm trees. It reminds me of warm weather and San Diego, where I was born, and also Miami, one of my favorite cities. But anyways, I'm here. I'm going to record the podcast. Having a little drink while I do it with some really nice, for those of you wondering what I'm drinking, it is a Balvenie 21-year-old whiskey here. Really nice stuff. It was a present from my dad. Dad, thank you. Cheers. And let's get into the podcast. So let's see what happened today. Busy day. Woke up at 6:30 per usual. Got a nice workout in. Then I did my meditation, and then my first call was at 8:30. Had an 8:30 call with a customer, potential customer that I've been working on, kind of finalizing a deal with for about 5-6 months now, and just going back and forth on details and the scope of work and that sort of thing. So anyways, that's sort of at 8:30. Then I came into the office, had our typical weekly Monday meeting where I meet with 6 people who lead different divisions in the company, and then break off into team leads and finance meeting and sales and marketing. Highlights from there. I shared with Anthony and Lauren kind of what my idea around that I mentioned yesterday or 2 days ago in a podcast. So I'm not going to re-say everything because I kind of went on a tangent, but I shared with them the thoughts from a couple days ago. So listen to that podcast, plugging that in. If you want to know what those thoughts were that I shared, it was the podcast a couple days ago was probably 15 to 20 minute rant on some of my thoughts and ideas. So go ahead and listen to that. But shared it with them to see what they thought or to kind of like plant a seed. We also reviewed the finances, and we're about 90K short in June. So we have to make that up. Got a lot in the pipe that we're working on. But yeah, as of today, May 14th, so this is going to be fun to see how this plays out. As of May 14th, we are 90K short in June. Here we go. That's literally why I wanted to record these daily things, so you can actually see how we get through it or don't. We're 90K short as of today. And for those of you that are just joining for the first time, in May we were initially leading up to the month about 100K or plus short, and we ended up breaking even for May, which is nice. The good news is that we've in January through April made, I have to check the numbers, but made, I don't know, 300K or plus or something like that. I don't know, good amount of money. So very strong start to the year. And then May lost some momentum, breaking even, and then June, in a hole right now. So even if we break even again, it's not the end of the world, because we're reinvesting. You know, it's break even with reinvestment. So the idea is our gross margin, which is the margin we make on the actual service we're selling and providing, will still be between 40% and 50%, and then we're taking all that money and reinvesting it. However, if we're losing 90K, it basically means that we're not only reinvesting, we're also losing. So not a good thing. So anyways, what else did I do today? I had a meeting with another potential customer, and sent out a few sales emails, replying, you know, working on deals, you know, moving them through, three or four of those where, you know, it just takes some email communication and sending out updates and documents and that sort of thing. Plan priorities for the next day, as you can see. Yeah, I mean, it was just back to back to back. Had a marketing meeting as well, threw that in. I mean, the amount of events, I mean, I'll just look through. Let's see, 1, 2, 3. I mean, I can't even count. You know, it's basically events and tasks and stuff straight through. Good news is when we were looking through the sales pipeline, we had 21 leads last week. The week before we had 14, and the week before that we had like 8, and before that like 8 and 6. And, you know, we were averaging only, let's call it like 7 or so. And we're slowly increasing that. So the marketing is slowly working, which is good. And then, you know, it just takes some time. So it's just a numbers game. It takes some time to get things through the pipe. So I'm expecting in a month or two, let's call it month, 2 months from now, right, when things are down the pipe a bit more, that that we're really going to increase the amount of business we have. It's really a timing game, right? So I'm not worried long term. You know, June is you know, a little bit of a hole, but based on the amount of activity, the leading indicator is how many leads we've had come in, and the lagging indicator is, you know, always money, right? But the leading indicators of leads are very positive. So while you may be asking, hey, why are you not so concerned about, you know, overall health if you're about to lose 90K right now in June? I'll tell you why. A couple reasons. One, I've been in this position many times. Maybe not always at 90K, right? Could be 20K or 50K or whatever. And 6 years later, I'm still in business. So I, you know, this is something I've been through a lot. So I'm a bit more calm, more emotionally and mentally calm. Plus, that's what it takes to get through these things. But I know just from doing this for 6 years, it's going to be just fine. As well as because, well, a couple things. I have a lot of deals. My sales scorecard, which is the way I track everything, my sales scorecard shows, and you can actually see, if you're joining by video, I'm moving this. See all those white, yellow, or the sticky notes on my wall? Something new that Austin did for me. We track everything in HubSpot, which is our CRM, but we also now have a visual pipeline on the board. But all of that is stuff in the that are SQLs, right? So there's a lot of SQLs there. Sales qualified leads, meaning things that I think are going to close that are qualified for us, which is going to close in the next 3 months, making a buying decision in the next 3 months and have budget and are the right type of customer. And those are all there. And we have 4 contracts out right now. 9 proposals presented or in discussions. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like 6 other ones that are hot. Hot meaning it's going to close in the next, or there's going to be a decision in the next, I think we said a month or less. So yeah, I mean, that's how I'm like, I'm not so worried about June. I think we can pull it off and break even. You know, if not, well, at least close. There's no way none of these close, like just numbers wise. I mean, if it does, that'd suck. But I think they do. It's just whether they're going to close. We have 3 weeks. This week, if I'm looking at a month view, right, I have this week, I have essentially 2.5 weeks to close some deals before June. That's why I'm not too worried. Plus, that's just for June. If I'm looking at all the leads we've created in the last couple weeks, the volume that we've had is just so much more than before that it's going to trickle down. Our sales cycle is, in general, it can be, you know, really it can be a 6 to 8 weeks. And I'm really averaging it out here, right? Some is a month or less, some is 3 months or more. But that's why I'm not really worried long term, because the amount of leads is going to funnel through. That's the way it works, right? It just takes some time to get them through the pipeline. So anyways, that's a few reasons why I'm not terribly worried. But anyways, I'm here wrapping up some stuff. I'm going to finish up some emails and some other things. Finish up my whiskey while I'm at it. Just a little bit, not too much, you know. A little taste here. Anyways, that's the day. Tomorrow, got another packed day per usual, and that's it. So, anyways, it's gonna be fun to see how June plays out. For those of you that have been listening for a while, you saw how May played out. You might have heard me talking about May losing some money, but we ended up we'll break even, which is great. And that's it. So, anyways, I'm going to get back to it, and I will see you all tomorrow. Thanks for joining. Bye.